Good morning, Craig. Ron, good morning, everyone on the net. 7 degrees in Kelowna, and it's going to go up to 10, according to the forecast, on Friday. I wish that rhymed somehow, but I'll have to work on that. Anyway, just hanging out, working on some tenancy stuff, and chilling out. I'm actually in the jacuzzi right now, so everyone have a great day. 73s.
I'm glad to hear you're not working too hard, taking it easy. Oh, the weather's going to be good, eh? That's great. You have a good rest of the day there, Randy, and 73. And the last one that I caught clearly was Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Tango Charlie. Tyrone, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone on net. I've out here walking my dog Dexter. Got my handheld with me. No other traffic.
Okay, very good. You know, sometimes I mistake your call for Bruce over in Radway. This time I didn't, and I'm so proud. What was your dog's name again? I wanted to write it in here.
Dexter, named after Dexter Morgan, the serial killer who kills serial killers.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't want to call my dog after something like that, but whatever turns your crank. Thanks for calling in, Tyrone.
Okay.
And that was the last one that I copied clearly. There was at least 3 doubles in that last group, so let's try them again, please. Come now.
Victor Alpha 7 Whiskey Whiskey X-ray.
All right, I did copy you pretty clearly, Bert, so let's get you checked in. Victor Alpha 7 Whiskey Whiskey. Too much whiskey. Victor Alpha 7 Whiskey Whiskey X-ray, go ahead.
Good morning, Rod. Well, some people can handle their whiskeys and some people can't, and I guess you're in the can't, you know, in the can't group. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding around. Good morning. Nothing to report. It's trying to sort of be a nice day here in Brentwood Bay. It's certainly mild enough. Just headed out to return it to take some old batteries and stuff back, and that's about it for today so far. Anyway, sir, thank you again for doing the net, and you have a great day.
Well, you'd be surprised how correct you are, Bert. People that know me well know that I can only hack about one beer before I get all kind of loopy. So, so I think your comment was right on. You have a good day. Thanks, Bert. 73.
73.
Okay, who was the other station that was trying to get in there? Boy, very rough copy. You dropped out. I got Victor Alpha 7 Mike question mark.
Victor Alpha 7 Mike yelled again. I'm trying to come into the IRLP today instead of the All Star Nose. But Kelowna today, it's 8.4 degrees, windy and cloudy. So thanks for doing the net, 7-3.
Okay, got you pretty clear that time. Thanks for checking in, Dave, and we'll talk to you again next time.
7-3.
Okay, who else wants to check in? We're doing late or missed for the Rainbow Country Net. Come now.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Charlie Papa.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Charlie Papa. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Just wondering how you copy. I'm on handheld with the rubber duck.
The audio is clear, a little bit on the low side, but pretty easy copy. You're not hitting the repeater full quieting. We're getting a little bit of hiss in the background indicating you're coming in around minus 100 dBm or somewhere around there.
Okay, I'm just going to give UHF a try and see if there's any change.
If that last transmission was UHF, yes, that was better.
Okay, so I'm just, I'm just popping in quick here, but I'm at my parents' house on a Baofeng because my mom's in the hospital and I'm looking after my dad. So I thought I would check in a try. I went home and picked up some necessities last night. And, radio was one of them. Anyway, I don't normally use this thing, so I'm pleased that it's making the repeater decently with the rubber ducky from inside the house from Surrey.
Well, if you never get worse than that, it's quite excellent right now. Just a tiny bit of hiss on there, good modulation, so it's working good.
Okay, yeah, you said that I was a little quiet, so I tend to speak softly, so I tried holding it closer and speaking up a bit. Hopefully the modulation is good now. Anyway, this is good because this is a spot where I'm sitting at the computer working, so good to know that it works from here. Anyway, 7-3.
Yep, I think you got your sweet spot there. It sounds very good. Easy copy. Thanks very much. Now, is there anybody else that wants to check into the Rainbow Country Net?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, good morning. I just realized I woke up this morning with a head cold, so I'm not going to be any good to anything today. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. Take care.
Yeah, better stay in bed, get lots of rest, drink the fluids. You know the usual routine. I hope you're feeling better tomorrow. Thanks for checking in, Robert. Well, we're cruising along here, still doing the late or missed portion of the Rainbow Country Net. It's only 10:21, so I'm going to hang around for a little longer and see if we can't get some more check-ins. If you want to check in, now's the time.
Victor Alpha 7 Delta Sierra Tango Lecha.
Victor Alpha 7 Delta Sierra Tango. Good morning, Delvinder. Go ahead.
Good morning, all around. Victor Alpha 7 Delta Sierra Tango. You are 59 plus time Mickey Mouse on Fraser Street. 73, Victor Alpha 7 Delta Sierra Tango clear.
All right, thank you very much for checking in, Delvinder. You had a nice signal, and we hope to hear you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Victor Echo 6, X-ray Tango Charlie for a recheck.
Yeah, Bruce, I got you. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yeah, I emailed a fellow that writes for Prepper magazines and whatever, and I told him about the portable plans I have for going out into the field and taking my amateur radio with me and stuff. So I hope he decides to check that out and become a ham himself, maybe. That would be nice, because we amateurs always come to the rescue whenever the cell phones and that are jammed up and there's a big, you know, big weather problem and whatever. Anyway, I just thought I'd add that to the general discussion.
A lot of the folks that are into prepping probably do aspire to getting a radio license of some sort, keep it legal, I guess. I don't know. A lot of them don't, I suppose. But I hope we get another ham out of that.
Yeah, I hope so, too, because we need more people. And one good thing about operating in a public area is that people come along and ask what you're doing, and you can tell them that you're an amateur radio operator and you're practicing for an emergency.
That's right. Very good. And now, would you be doing that within the POTA structure or just something on your own?
Well, I don't have any transportation to the nearest provincial park, so so I'll have to do it just in public areas like the fish pond, or if I can get permission from private landowners to set up on their vacant lots. That would be good, because if it's on a vacant lot, it's not really inconvenience everybody, but at the same time, it's in town and people drive by and see my antenna and my radio and get curious.
So I gather you don't put up a sign.
No. I'll just set up my equipment. A friend of mine named Harley helped me get the portable bug, I guess you could call it, last October. So I'm slowly getting things together, and I'm going to set up my telescoping antenna and put out the ground radios. Have the radio on a TV table and connect it to my big lithium battery. So I'm hoping to get all that done, and when the snow melts in April and before the mosquitoes get bad, I'm going to go out and have a little portable fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun, all right. Good luck getting that antenna tuned up.
Actually, it's tuned, it's a quarter wave on 14 megahertz, so it's from what I've heard, it's very easy, and it doesn't have any coils or anything, and you just set it up and go.
Well, I think that's a good choice of bands, because you're, very likely to be active, whereas if you tried for a shorter antenna, like on 10 meters, so you never know if you're going to get anybody.
That's true, and I guess it could work on the other bands as well if I shorten the antenna a little. So I will have my SWR meter along with me to check and make sure everything works as it should.
Okay, yeah, very good. The telescoping aspect of that makes it quite tunable for 10 and 15 as well, so that's good.
That's right, and I also have a base plate on there to give me a little more stability in case it gets a bit windy.
Okay, that sounds good. You just reminded me that there is a contest coming up that I need to prepare for. I had completely forgotten about it, but it's the Classic Exchange. It's a little contest, not a very big one, but they encourage use of very old equipment, and you get extra points the older your equipment is, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's interesting. I might get maybe a point or two, because I'll be using the Kenwood TS-440S, which is one of those beautiful radios they made back in the 1980s. I love that radio. It's great.
Actually, I have one of those on the shelf here. That was my HF radio right through the 90s, and then I went quiet for a few decades. I don't use it anymore, but I powered it up last year, and it's absolutely flawless. Like, it doesn't have any of the display problems that I hear some people are having with the circuit boards. So I've got a 440 SAT that I guess it's my backup radio. Yeah, sure. I'll probably take it out of its box and put it on a display shelf pretty soon.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you should use it every once in a while. I also bought a little QRP radio as well, so if conditions are really good, I can fool around on the 20 meters. I think it does 40, 20, and 15, so I'll have at least 20 and 15 on that radio.
I imagine how long your lithium battery would last with that one.
Yeah, I could talk all day.
I have three other HF radios in various states of disrepair that I have to, older ones I'm talking about, that I need to work on, but I don't feel like working on them right now, so I probably won't get those on the air. I'm not really sure, but anyway. Plus my antenna. Well, I was just going to say, I guess you could do worse by just going out on the street in front of you where you live.
Well, the first time I'm going to do it on my front lawn, so it's going to be a good practice run. That's one of the things that this man named Jim Cobb told us about his, in his newsletter about prepping, is to get, you know, make sure you know what you're doing when an emergency hits by just doing practice runs. So, you know, checking out your equipment. So that's what I'm going to be doing.